At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Play the music, band.
And that is when Mason was conceived.
Not a real band.
Yeah, not a real band. Just a recording. But you know what? If you close your eyes, you're right there. Nathan Zagura.
Is he blonde in this video?
You never know how Betty's going to show up, man. Nathan Zagura joins us right now on the fan hotline. Hello, Nathan.
Hello. Good morning.
It's good to hear you. It's good to talk to you. It's good to get ready for the Browns taking on the Eagles coming up on Saturday, which is tomorrow. We going to see Dylan Gabriel or no?
I don't know. I think it's a real game time decision. I talked to, you know, Coach Stefanski last night for the Kevin Stefanski show, and it's going to be a game time decision. I think that if he can go, they will be thrilled with that. They want him to go, obviously, so they can continue to evaluate these young quarterbacks. If he is unable to go, it's going to be Tyler Huntley. It's going to be the Tyler Huntley show. And if obviously something were to happen to Huntley, I think Dylan Gabriel will go in and it will be a string of handoffs, because if they don't feel like he's well enough to start, they're not going to expose him to anything in the game. So I think it's a big one. I think it's rare that you have a big game time decision in a preseason game, but this is a pretty big game time decision. And I think everybody wants to see Dylan Gabriel get his first snaps.
Maybe Harold Fanning could play some quarterback. I heard he was doing some of that yesterday. They brought out some chicanery. Nathan, a, dare I say, joint practice dub yesterday in Philadelphia.
Well, yeah, and you know, take my word for it. All the people who covered the Eagles said that the Browns got the best of them. And I think the real theme of those 2 days of those joint practices was that the Browns' defensive line was dominant, game-wrecking. I know Landon Dickerson wasn't out there. Lane Johnson was out there the first day, was not out there the second day. But, you know, Miles is going against Jordan Mailata, who's an elite left tackle. I was joking on Twitter when I said he had 20 sacks, exaggerating. But, I mean, it got to the point where he was just pulling up and putting his hands out because he would have wrecked the practice himself. And it wasn't just him. You could go up and down that D-line. Malik Collins had multiple plays in the backfield. Mason Graham had multiple plays in the backfield. Alex Wright, Isaiah McGuire, Cam Thomas, Aiden Huntington. That's a guy I think people need to keep an eye on Saturday. Number 66 had 4 special teams tackles last week. Also had a sack. And I'm telling you, the Browns like him. And so though that defensive line, though, just top to bottom, I think was the real story. And then offensively, you know, the Eagles defense, I think probably over the sum of the 2 days got the better of the Browns offense, but Joe Flacco really got it going towards the end of yesterday's session. There was a sequence where he hit Jerry Jeudy on a deep post who broke away from Quinyon Mitchell. That was definitely a touchdown. Then he throws a touchdown to David Njoku. Then they get the 2-point conversion. And so they were starting to hum a little bit. And that was certainly very, very fun to see.
Nathan Zagura joining us. So when it comes to Joe Flacco and some of the success he was having yesterday, you know, we wondered just whether or not we were going to see much from him at all throughout this entire process. But is part of you thinking that, hey, everybody kept talking about what a gauntlet the first six games is, but if Joe Flacco can come out and play well, and obviously we will always talk about the turnovers with Joe, but if he can limit them like they've preached so much throughout camp, maybe they've actually got a shot in the early portion of the schedule?
Yeah, I think, look, it's going to be come down to a few things, right? It's going to come down to that defensive line that has traveled so far from Berea to Charlotte to Philadelphia, that continues in the regular season. You're going to have to be able to run the ball. And obviously, there was news yesterday that makes it certainly seem like it is going to be very possible to see Quinshon Judkins in a Browns uniform soon. And I think he'll be a big part of their ability to run the ball. And then you mentioned it, Joe Flacco, take care of the football, but hit those shot plays when they're there off of that hard play action. And so that's the recipe for the Cleveland Browns. I think, you know, Joe Flacco, and I think a lot of the starters, not all, but I think a lot of the starters, Kevin Stefanski told me last night that you will see them in the preseason finale. So that is a change in how, you know, he's operated the preseason. I think we'll get a little bit of a dress rehearsal for the starters early in that game against the Rams.
Nathan Zagura joining us. Nathan, for this defensive line, I had some people who were actually going after Mason Graham. I thought he was double-teamed a lot, and there's no Myles Garrett. How much does that change when they get on the field in the regular season?
A ton.
I would hope so.
He's not going to get double-teamed when Myles Garrett's out there. And by the way, Robert Hunt is one of the best guards in the game. And I thought, yes, there were plays where Robert Hunt got the better of him. But Pat, ironically, on the Bryce Young touchdown, if you go back and watch Mason busted through a double-team to get pressure that flushed Bryce Young out of the pocket. Now, they didn't contain him on that side of the field, but it was Mason Graham's pressure through a double-team. And when Myles is out there, there will be no double teams. The double teams will all be going to Myles Garrett. And so that, I think, is an exciting thing, obviously, for Mason. But he looked really good in these joint practices. They tried to run a tight end screen that he sniffed out and absolutely blew up in the backfield. So there was a lot to like about Mason Graham and what he showed there. And I know that they're very excited about him going forward. And yeah, when Myles is on the field, it's a whole different ballgame.
Dom Jones, does he have a chance to make the squad?
I think so. I really do. I think it's kind of up in the air in that cornerback room. And Dom Jones has played very well. He played well in the preseason game, and he played well in the joint practice and got opportunities with the second team in that joint practice. Had a nice PBU to basically end the joint practices yesterday. And he's got size, right? When you lost MJ Emerson, what you lost was your cornerback with size. He's 6'2". His guy had 15 pass breakups in his two seasons at Colorado State. They've liked him. You know, always there seems to be an undrafted that kind of comes out, and maybe it's Aiden Huntington, maybe it's both of these guys, right? And that would certainly be a good thing for the Browns. But I think that cornerback battle is wide open. I think you got a fascinating battle at defensive end between Julian Okwara and Cam Thomas for that last defensive end spot. I think you've got a battle of, you know, Aiden Huntington and Juwan Briggs and Shelby Harris for, you know, two spots there. And obviously the veteran has the advantage. Shelby Harris been a great pro his whole career. But I think there are some battles on this defensive side. And Dom Jones certainly has put himself in the conversation at cornerback.
Nathan Zagura with us. And I love having you on because you've been at all these training camps over the years. So you can compare and contrast. And I'm not asking you to do good versus bad. What I am asking you to do is identity. Like, you've seen the teams that came through the Greenbrier. Yep. You've seen various teams with different personnel. How would you rate this one? What stands out to you for this football team, this version so far?
More physical. The camp's been more physical. We've had the live tackling periods. They've gotten real good work in the joint practices. They're more physical. I mean, I think that was the thing that you wanted to see against Philadelphia, who's got, you know, arguably the best offensive line, defensive line combo in the NFL. They're the defending Super Bowl champs, and the Browns absolutely match their physicality. And I think when you're going to play the way the Browns are going to play this year, as we talked about, with that defense, with the running game, you've got to be physical. And I think that was a real point of emphasis. You see the guys being physical, and it certainly has showed out on the field. So I would say this has been the most physical camp that we've had. It's been the most intense, and I think that is the character of this team. This is going to be a physical team, which is something that's always easy to root for, right? Because you know these guys are going to go out there, they are going to bring it, and you know, we'll see how the games go in terms of wins and losses. But this is going to be a team that's going to play very, very hard, and I think that physicality is going to carry over. I think that's something that, you know, in some of the camps in the past, maybe not as physical, and you know, we came out early in the year last year, obviously, against Dallas and got blitzed a little bit. I think this team is going to hopefully, you know, be ready to play and be ready for the physicality of a real NFL game.
We can deny it all we want. A lot of people want to see and hear and be a part of the Shedeur Sanders experience. He hurts his oblique.
Yeah.
Timeline, I know Kevin Stefanski spoke about it a little bit yesterday. How much could that derail when we see him, maybe even during the regular season? Certainly, I don't think we would see him against the Rams, and that's maybe about it for a while.
Yeah, and, you know, Shador is, as we've said, a work in progress. We've talked about that for weeks. But boy, did he show you in that Carolina game the things that we really liked about him on tape. The accuracy, elite ball placement, the pocket presence and the pocket poise on the touchdown where he slides to the right, resets his feet, gets it down to Caden Davis. The ability to hang in there in the face of pressure and make tough throws down the field, which we saw in that third down throw to Gage Larmody. So it's really unfortunate. I think they're obviously for a lot of people wanted to see, you know, what Shador was going to look like against the Eagles, what opportunities might be coming his way as of after that preseason game, and that was taken away from us. And he's day-to-day, as Dan Patrick would say, that again, aren't we all? But I don't know. They're going to be very cautious with this oblique because they do not want it to become a big issue. And when you're throwing a football, obviously, your oblique is a big part of the torque and the twisting. So I don't know when we'll see him. I don't know that it necessarily changes when he would have been ready in the regular season. You certainly would have loved him to get as many reps as possible in these preseason games, so he's going to certainly miss reps in this one. But, you know, I think as his development in everything that it takes to play quarterback in the NFL continues to progress, you know, if Joe Flacco's starting, Joe Flacco's going to get a good stretch here, and then it's going to be a matter of, you know, if he's winning, he's going to go the whole season. If we're in a situation where now we want to evaluate these young guys, then I think that'll be about the time that Shador Sanders would be ready to go anyway.
All right, quick, maybe two-parter here, Nathan. Number one, could you see Kevin Stefanski on maybe Monday in a media availability? Go ahead and just tell everybody that Joe Flacco is the starting quarterback week one.
Yes.
Okay, part two, what does that mean for everybody else? What are they going to do as they're getting the team ready and Flacco ready for Cincinnati week one? What are the other quarterbacks doing?
That is a great, great question, because that's one of the challenges, I think, when you get into season mode, is to continue the development of your young quarterbacks. I have no idea what the depth chart behind him is going to look like. You know, Kenny Pickett had a strong start to camp, but we really haven't seen him since day four and in a team period. And so I don't know if, as a veteran, he'll automatically be the two. I don't know if it'll be Dylan Gabriel. I don't know if it'll be Shador Sanders. That, I think, is going to be interesting. And the plan that they put in place so that they can concurrently prepare Joe Flacco and the ones to be the starters, if that's the direction that he goes, names that on Monday as expected. And then what the plan is to concurrently develop Shador and Dylan so that they are ready to go when it's their time or when they are needed to go.
Nathan Zagura joining us here on the Fan Hotline. All right, I want to go around the league with you a little bit. Cam Hayward, how do they get that thing figured out there in Pittsburgh? Which side would you take?
I'd be on Cam Hayward's side, and I realize he signed the deal that he signed. But listen, every move that they have made this year suggests that they are all in, right? The trade for DK Metcalf, you're bringing in Aaron Rodgers. TJ Watt, they got that deal done. This guy has been an absolute beacon of that franchise. He has been a stalwart for them on the defensive line. He said, if I return to all-pro status, we're going to renegotiate. He returned to all-pro status last year. He wants to renegotiate. I don't blame him for all that he has given that franchise. That feels like one. Let's take care of this guy for this year. We'll see what's going on after this year. Let's take care of him for this year. Let's go all in. And we don't want the ill will or, you know, this guy, Cam Hayward, has been there, 15 years? Around there, 14 years?
Yeah.
I think you got to take care of them.
I feel the same way. Let me ask you, though, about Micah Parsons. There are some out there that feel that maybe Jerry Jones has been goaded by Micah Parsons into some of the comments that he's made. Which side do you take there?
You have to wonder, after Jerry Jones' comments that the Cowboys are a 365-day-a-year soap opera, if this is, you know, him making sure that the Cowboys stay at the top of the news. You got to take care of players of his caliber that are young that you drafted. That's the NFL. So I have they have to figure out a way to get that done. And just kind of like last year, remember, Dak's deal got done, if I'm not mistaken, the night before the season opener. They'll get it done. They'll get it done, and they should.
Oh, you were going to ask? Because I had another one.
Oh, go ahead.
Around the league. Okay, let me ask you this. Riddle me this here, Nathan.
Yes.
I'm hearing more reports, just Jaguars offense off schedule. We're paying attention to the Jags for obvious reasons. Is this a put-up-or-shut-up year for Trevor Lawrence? The contract would say no, but, you know, we've been talking a lot about the court of public opinion. What do you think the populace out there thinks of him?
Yeah, probably. And, you know, he's such a fascinating story. You just wonder what that year with Urban Meyer really did to his development. I played well in his contract year. When you go and you watch him warm up, he looks like an absolute franchise quarterback, the size, his ability to throw the football, all of it. It just hasn't come together. But now with Brian Thomas Jr., with Travis Hunter down there, it feels like this is the year for Trevor Lawrence and the Jags to kind of get going on the offensive side of the football. And I think that will obviously, for the Browns, be something we absolutely pay attention to. And if it doesn't happen, yeah, you have to wonder, you know, what is the future of Trevor Lawrence in Jackson?
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And, you know, is he going to be somebody that's going to have to bounce around and try to go the Baker or the Sam Darnold route?
Wow.
I'm very intrigued. Especially with Travis Hunter, Nathan, because I got to tell you, I was not as high on Travis Hunter as some of the others. So I'm really curious where he's going to excel. It seems like people don't even know if he's going to be a better wide receiver or corner at this point. And I kept wondering what that would be like in Cleveland. Like, if he struggled at all out of the gates on one side, would we all be screaming to just have him play full time on the other? Or do you allow his special talents to eventually work their way out?
I think that if he were here, he would be viewed as a receiver who, in high leverage situations, played court. So I don't think he would be doing quite what he's doing there, where it seems like he's doing all of it full time. Or at least that's my perception of it. If I could be wrong, listen, I don't know if you guys have noticed recently, but yeah, there's a lot of discourse on Brown's Twitter these days about a great many things. So yes, I think that would be heavily scrutinized and questioned, no doubt.
Well, obviously a lot over the last 12 hours on Isaiah Bond. What can you tell us about the former Texas wide receiver who announced that he's going to sign with the Browns on social media?
Yeah, all I know from our standpoint is I was told that the team is still doing their due diligence and that, you know, no deal was obviously going to be signed last night. I don't know what it means for today. I know that's a guy that, you know, Lance Zierlein compares to Jalen Waddle and thought was, you know, a top six receiver in this draft. So pretty much everybody had him, you know, either a late day one or day two pick. He's got a ton of speed. He's one of those guys that people think is going to be more productive in the NFL than he was in college. Now, all the other stuff that goes on, I have no comment on that because I'm not educated on everything. I know that obviously they had a no bill yesterday and that he's cleared from the charges and been exonerated in that respect. But I don't know. Obviously a talented player. He was used as a decoy a lot for Matthew Golden because of his speed to clear things out. I'll be very curious if he ends up being a Cleveland Brown. You know, it almost feels like because of what happened, you may end up getting a guy that, you know, it's basically kind of like getting an extra second round pick perhaps in this draft at a position that, you know, quite frankly, we all talk about, we always need receivers. So I'll reserve judgment to, you know, see if it plays out, if the Browns in fact do sign him, and then what it looks like when he's here. And hopefully he can make sure that he is only in the news for football going forward.
Absolutely. Nathan, thank you very much for the time. We'll be listening to you tomorrow, my friend. All the best.
All right, you got it, guys. Thank you.
The great Nathan Zagura joining us on the Fan Hotline. I got a hell of a question to ask about Dillon Gabriel here in just a moment. However, Michigan, they have a 1 p.m. press conference today. They're going to announce that they're going to get probably a huge fine from the NCAA, and that's really the only thing the NCAA can do.
I love the message board rumors about the punishment. Everybody claiming to know somebody in the NCAA, and it's not just Ohio State. Like, there are a bunch of teams' fan base that is paying attention to this very, very closely, which is funny. Dan Wetzel said yesterday this could be, like, the last one of these that we ever get. I mean, they can say that they're going to regulate, like, NIL going forward and everything, but that genie's out of the bottle, and it is not going back. So you don't see any, by the way, you used to hear about NCAA cases involving like academics. Those are gone. You're not going to see that anymore going forward.
LeBron,
so landscape's completely changed.
LeBron and the Lakers come here January 28th. What do you think the get-in price for that is? Because it isn't the last year. They will announce a goodbye tour before it's last year. But just in case, I mean, good God, he could get hurt this season. You don't want that to happen. Or he could just decide, you know what, the hell with it. I really don't think that that's possible. Hopefully the first thing doesn't happen. What do you think the game price is for that?
I don't think it's crazy. It's probably more than most of the games this year, but I don't think it's going to be anything crazy.
Lower bowl? Not like courtside, obviously, but just lower bowl.
Always seems to be in the $130 to $200 range, depending on the team you're going up against.
Do you think we'll have $400 tickets?
Yeah, probably some. Okay. Probably some down there.
Just asking.
But you know,
seem to be interested in that. Fine, I'm moving on.
No, it's been so many years that if you told me that this was his final season, name your price. I mean, the final time LeBron James comes to Cleveland is a big deal.
Will anybody do a James Blair to try to bring him back one more time?
Probably.
Depends on how the season goes. So, coming in hot at 9:43, and I was going to say, man, am I making a big deal out of nothing? And then I go, you know what? That's not the real question. I'm going to scratch that out. Do you even care? That's the real question. Because I'm going, man, you can't tell me preseason doesn't matter when we're going, gosh, you could play Tyler Huntley the entire game. And then I go, do people even care? Have you guys already written off Dillon Gabriel to like, you know what, I'm going to go to the feast. I got the barbecue and brew bash over there in Streetsboro tomorrow after the game, after Axel's game. I'm going to go over there. And it's like, do you even care?
Well, in some ways.
Do you care that even if Dillon Gabriel's able to go? I want to know from the general fan, because me, like, I'm locked in. I want to see whether or not he can actually do it. But for you, like, do you even care? Like, have you heard enough where it's like, this guy ain't going to be good?
Here's why I do care. I have never seen a quarterback, and we've had all the worst quarterbacks in the NFL, so I don't even need to go to other cities or other teams. We've had the worst quarterbacks in the NFL.
Oh.
It's never been this bad for what we are hearing about Dillon Gabriel. So that alone kind of has me going, all right, let me see this in a real game. Even though it's not a real game, let me see what it looks like.
Seeing it in a game. Yeah, it's a game.
You know, they can take his head off. So let's see what it's going to be. Because
that'd be something.
I couldn't believe it. I was sending Ken and some of my buddies like, well, here's him making huge throws against Ohio State with the country watching
college
football.
I didn't even open that up.
And I understand one read offense, all that stuff. But he's fully capable of making these throws. How is there no evidence of this in freaking training camp?
I don't know. I wish
or joint practice. It's unbelievable how bad he has been, according to just about everybody.
Like, you're not going to go out of your way. You're going to go to the feast. Right? What time are you going to the feast tomorrow?
Tomorrow will be like 2:30.
It's going to be 90 degrees
tomorrow.
I know. Sure you want to do that?
Owen said savor every day. After he took his daughter to college.
But when it's hot with your small children and your wife who doesn't make anything easier on you.
She's already talking about bra sweat. I mean, it's going to be one of those days.
Jeez, man.
Soak it in.
About that.
It's going to be bra sweating time.
Stop it.
And I was wondering, what could that possibly be?
Stop.
Perspiration in the upper body.
Shut up. I'll walk out of the studio. I already saw you eat the strings that come off the nanner yesterday.
Like, wring it out of sponge out of the bath.
You're doing the segment by yourself.
Right there on the cement. I'm just saying, yes, I don't care how hot it is. It's the feast.
Stop talking about it.
We finally have the naps together. They finally synchronized the naps. If ever there was going to be a time to enjoy Ken has left the studio and he slammed the door. Quite frankly, I think he's being melodramatic. In this case, people are staring him down. Mitch, producer, doesn't seem to care that Ken didn't want to be a part of this discussion. But yes, in fact, we already had some video. We already had audio sent my way from Nito Italia outside where Benny Romance was doing his singing. Ken is now screaming on the outside of the studio. I can hear you, Ken. I can hear you. I think Ken's just upset nobody ever invites him to the feast. I think that's the problem. And Ken, if he just had an invite and had a table, he comes to the Columbus Day Parade, but we can't get him to the actual feast. Is it that you don't do well in crowds? Is that what it is?
I'm great in crowds. What are you talking about?
Well, what's the problem? Are you worried about having it be a three-shirt day because of that
heat?
No,
I'm not worried about that. I just have other commitments. I'm not going. I'm sorry. I totally lost track of what you were saying because I went outside to talk to Keith, our boss, and then Mitch came down the steps, and I'm going, what are you doing out here? Mitch came down here like, oh, my God, what are we going to do?
That wasn't that bad.
You yelled we have seven freaking minutes left in the segment. Yeah, that's what you yelled.
If it's 2 minutes left in the segment, I'm like, all right, whatever, we can do the rest of it. It's 7 minutes.
It's not a fire that needs tended to, Mitch. We know what we're doing. Cut the audio. Answer the phones. Do the Kafis Corner. We got it. He's talking about his wife and disgusting things. I'm going to walk out. That's the way it's going to go. You even care about Dylan Gabriel playing tomorrow?
So I laid a case for it.
I want to ask people, do you even care if he's playing? I think you're making a case, but I think you're lying to yourself. I really don't think the general population cares. I think they care about Shador. They care about either being right or wrong about Shador, the fights that they're having about Shador Sanders. What fight is there about Dylan Gabriel? No one's fighting about him. There's a little bit of Joe Flacco because it's like, you really want to start the 40-year-old guy? What are we really trying to do here? There are people fighting for Joe Flacco going, well, why are you guys just writing him off? And I'm like, well, the wheels have kind of fallen off in every season he's played since the Ravens, so I assume the wheels are going to fall off at some point. You can say whatever you want to, man. They were as wobbly as they could be in the playoff game against Houston a couple years ago.
Sure. But isn't there part of some people that just want to see? All you keep hearing is how short he is. What, Elliot Shore?
Yeah,
Park,
but I'm a football guy.
He came on the afternoon
Elliot
show yesterday.
Shore Parks and Rec.
Did he send me, basically compared him to Eddie Goodell, the 3'7" baseball player. People, by the way, people did come out and see that. That was a promotion. He was 3'7", 65 pounds. What did we have at the combine? For Dylan Gabriel.
You're terrible. Anthony, you're terrible. I don't think they care. I think you and I, sports guys, one of them a football guy, I think we care. I don't think the general population cares. I think there's going to be plenty of people. I bet when you go to the feast, you're going to get way more questions about Shador Sanders and Quinshon Judkins and Dylan and Isaiah Bond than you're going to get anything of Dylan Gabriel while he's playing in the game. He'll be playing in the game while you're eating Cavatelles. And you're going to get more questions about everybody else and not Dylan Gabriel. Yes.
At practice yesterday, the boys asked about Shador only. And there are fans of other teams there. I know we have kids that moved into town from Cincinnati area, right?
Okay.
And they are asking about Shador. They're not asking about Dylan Gabriel. The only thing that was brought up was he's the same size as the quarterback we currently have.
They don't.
On my 11-year-old.
They do care, but they don't care because they don't think that he's going to be very good. And nobody has said that, except for Lance Zierlein has said a couple, or is Lance Zierlein? Lance Reisland, sorry, Lance, has said a couple of nice things about the guy. Processing, smarts, things of that nature. Do you have Lance over there or something?
No, I have Elliot Shore Parks.
Okay, here's Elliot. Yeah, but you've heard Lance say some nice things, but here's the Eagles beat reporter, the Daryl Ryder at WIP in Philadelphia. This is what he had to say about Dylan.
I would not be putting stock in Dylan Gabriel as a future quarterback of this team if I were Browns fans. I thought he was probably better today than he was yesterday, but I'm skeptical after watching him for 2 days. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see Sanders practice. Obviously, he didn't practice the last 2 days, so I can't compare the two, but I would be pretty stunned if Sanders isn't considerably better than Dylan Gabriel. He's got to be the smallest quarterback I've ever seen on an NFL field. So, yeah, I think it's probably mostly the height is part of it, but I also thought yesterday his accuracy wasn't very good. I do think today he was better, but no, I don't think he is an NFL starting quarterback. Man.
Wait a second.
The part where he said Mike Leach tried to recruit him so he could throw him over.
Stop
the line.
It. Okay. I hope he's good.
Now hold on. What is the height for Dylan Gabriel? What is the listed height?
Because if he ain't good, this is the ultimate smartest guys in the room. I hate that statement.
Isn't it 5'11"?
It's such a throwaway statement, but I can't help but make it.
What is Kyler Murray
5'10".
Okay,
5'9".
So does Elliot not watch the rest of the NFL?
5'8".
Is he not? We just taking pot shots to take pot shots now because the guy's short.
Well, no, no,
we
shut
get
up,
it.
Shut
he's
up,
short.
Shut up.
But come on.
I got to defend a guy I've never met my entire life.
Does he
life.
Shrink when he's out there on the football field? Is
shut
he
up.
Incredible shrinking Dylan Gabriel? What is he?
I think that a guy like Elliot Shore Parks is probably fooled by Kyler Murray. Being the number one overall pick? Is that what he means by that? By the smallest guy he's ever seen? Because Dylan Gabriel was taken in the third round. Kyler Murray was still the number one overall pick. So there is an aura. It's silly, but you know that's true. A larger than life type, or larger than what, he's not a larger than life figure, Kyler Murray is, but a larger than what they really are person. I think there's that.
Doug Flutie, 5'10", and people said he was barely 5'9".
He had Flutie flakes. What has Dylan Gabriel done yet?
Does he have the van?
He has Gabriel Granola.
That's true. He does have the van. I forgot he does have a van ad. Okay, well, yeah, Dylan Gabriel's on his way to being Doug Flutie then. I just don't think, I think I could sit here and make the biggest damn deal about Dylan Gabriel and people are going to go, yeah, tell me about Joe, tell me about Kenny, tell me about Shador. Certainly Shador with a lot of folks, but I don't know, man. I think that a lot of people are just nonplussed with the whole Dylan Gabriel conversation. I wish I could fake it. I hope he does well on Saturday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.